My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Lamar Smith. He's also chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. In the past few days, we've been talking about the Obama administration's decision to tell Homeland Security and immigration officials to exercise prosecutorial discretion when it comes to deportation of illegal immigrants. What that means in layman's terms is unless they have a violent criminal past, they are not necessarily to be deported. And Chairman Smith, as well as Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, are introducing legislation to try and roll back what they believe the administration is trying to do here. And Mr. Chairman, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Greg, and appreciate your interest in this subject.
What was your reaction? I know based on the legislation that you introduced last month that this didn't come as a surprise, but what's your reaction to the Obama administration basically saying that unless you've got a criminal past, being in this country illegally doesn't necessarily earn you a ticket back?
Considering the administration's track record on enforcing laws and immigration laws and trying to reduce illegal immigration, I wasn't surprised at their effort to try to implement backdoor amnesty. And what they're trying to do is to do administratively or through executive order what they have not been able to do through legislation. We all know that they favor amnesty for almost everybody who is in the country illegally, 10 to 12 million people. And this is sort of a first step down that road since they haven't been able to get Congress to go along with that particular goal. What the administration really is doing with this new policy of saying to several hundred thousand people that you can stay in the country and even get a work permit if you haven't been convicted of a serious crime, the message that is being sent out now is that come into the United States illegally, open invitation to do so, and if you haven't been convicted of a serious crime, we're not going to send you home. It's just regrettable that the administration seems to pick and choose what immigration laws they want to enforce.
Mr. Chairman, we kind of saw this when the administration decided no longer to enforce the Defense of Marriage Act. Much different story. But in terms of the principle of the executive branch deciding on its own to change existing law, what can it legitimately do, and what is an overreach in this area?
Well, if we were talking about a handful of cases, extenuating circumstances, that would not be an overreach. But to talk about several hundred thousand people, and who knows what's going to come next after that, if they're going to even broaden that hundreds of thousands of people and get into millions of people, we just don't know. This administration, frankly, is capable of almost anything when it comes to trying to give amnesty to people who are in the country illegally. And I just think this backdoor amnesty is exactly the wrong way to proceed in a democracy. If they can't get something passed through legislation, then maybe they shouldn't do it. And in this case, while all presidents do exercise executive powers and all presidents do have administrative powers, we've never really seen anything on this scale before where we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people being able to get a pass and say that it doesn't matter that you've come into the country illegally, you're going to get to stay. Another disturbing aspect to the administration's proposed or policy that they're trying to implement indirectly, since they can't do it directly through legislation, is that they propose to give work permits to these individuals, which means that there are going to be that many fewer jobs for unemployed Americans. And why the administration is putting the interest of illegal workers and ahead of the interest of unemployed American workers, I cannot explain. Jobs are far and few between anyway. We have a high unemployment rate, 9%. We have 24 million Americans unemployed or underemployed, and now they want to give work permits to people who are in the country illegally. It just doesn't make any sense. I know they think they can get away with it. I know they think they're going to pick up votes as a result of it, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
In anticipation of this, you have sponsored the HALT Act, which stands for Hinder the Administration's Legalization Temptation. Explain to our listeners what this would do.
Well, what the HALT Act does is to prevent the Obama administration from abusing their executive authority, and it prevents them from granting this massive administrative amnesty to perhaps hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. What we want to do is say that you cannot go around Congress, you cannot do administratively what you are unable to accomplish through the legislative procedures. Don't pick and choose what laws you want to enforce. We just don't want the president to be able to succeed in this backdoor amnesty when clearly Congress would not approve of it. that just strikes us as being, shall we say, not in the Democratic mainstream. He may not like the fact that Congress won't approve what he wants to do, but that doesn't mean he should go around Congress and do something indirectly what he cannot do directly.
What's your sense on how far this legislation can get in this Congress? Do you believe it can get through a Democratic Senate, or will you have to wait for more favorable waters potentially after the next election?
That's a good question. It will really take a strong voice of the American people demanding that it pass the Senate for us to get it through the Senate. Clearly, the Senate is in Democratic hands, and if we were to get it through the Senate, I think the president would be hard-pressed to veto it because it would have passed the Senate with very strong bipartisan support. But the American people are going to have to speak out, and if we don't succeed in getting it through the Senate, then all I can say is the American people have a chance in a year and a half to change the presidents and get someone who will abide and enforce the immigration laws of the United States.
Last question for you, sir. The argument from the administration for this sounds pretty similar to their argument for the DREAM Act, which did not make it out of the Senate in the previous Congress.
Right.
And that's basically that you have a lot of people who are here. Their only crime is coming to the country illegally. A lot of these people who would be affected were young and they were kids and they didn't even have a say in coming here and so forth. Some are serving in the military. Some have spouses who require care and so forth. How do you respond to that argument in defense of this policy?
Well, first of all, when the president had large Democratic majorities in the House and the Senate in the last Congress, they were unable to pass a bill that did similar things that they want to do right now because there was bipartisan resistance to it. I feel that the reason why there's bipartisan resistance to giving amnesty to illegal immigrants, at least on a wholesale large scale, is because three things happen. One, when you give amnesty to illegal immigrants in the country, that's an invitation and an incentive for other people to come into the country illegally, and that increases illegal immigration. Second of all, it costs the taxpayers because these individuals are suddenly now eligible for all kinds of local, state, and federal government benefits. And then thirdly, these individuals are now eligible to work in the United States, which is going head-to-head and competing with American workers who are unemployed or underemployed. So those are the reasons I think that there is bipartisan opposition to any kind of large-scale amnesty. If we're talking about individual cases and a small number, that's one thing. But when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people or even millions of people, then it has consequences, and the consequences to American workers, to American taxpayers, and to our immigration policy of increasing illegal immigration are not good.
Mr. Chairman, we'll certainly stay on top of this as you go ahead and push forward with this legislation. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Texas Republican Congressman Lamar Smith, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.